Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Etta Banks and Minister Tamika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the morning. Okay, let's try this again. Where we get to the heart of the matter. Yes, the heart of the matter is what we get to here on Heart to Heart on Saturday mornings. So good morning to you. Good morning to my wonderful, beloved, absolutely marvelous, faithful, loyal co-host, Minister Tamika Garnes. Good morning, precious. How are you?
Good morning. I am awesome. To God be the glory. I just want to welcome everybody to the heart of the morning. That was I like that. The heart of the morning.
The heart of the morning. Isn't that something?
Yes. But it's different.
Very. Very, very different. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. I tell you, Saturday mornings can be a blessing, a struggle, a whole lot of things, I tell you.
Yeah.
And to God be the glory, you know. Even when I, you know, opened up with this is the day that the Lord has made and let us rejoice and be glad in it. And it gave me a spark of energy, you know, just to even say that, you know. When you give God praise, when you give him praise, when you honor him and acknowledge him, it's hard to stay sometimes, you know, in a place of unappreciation. I don't even know if unappreciation is a word. Not having having a lack of gratitude, you know, when you just begin to praise God, it just does something to you. That's it. Anyhow, beloved, let me say good morning to my star lineup this morning. Good morning to Tamika Shelton. Good morning, my love. All is well. Praise be unto God. Good morning to Joyce and Lester Richardson, to Joyce in New York. Good morning to Deacon Banks. Good morning to Prophetess Kim. Good morning to Anita. Good morning to Prophetess Dorn. Good morning to you, beloved. Good morning to Isaiah in Chicago. And good morning to Rob in Pennsylvania. God bless you. Good morning to all of the New Vision members that come on and support us on Saturdays. Good morning to you. I'm going to say good morning to, I'm going to take this one away from Tamika, but I'm going to say good morning to Mark, Tamika's husband. I'm going to say good morning to him, and I'll tell you why I'm saying good morning to him today. You know, when I get up to do my show, to do this show, when I get up, you know, it's just me, so I get up with thank God with the call that I get from my loyal, faithful co-host to wake me up. But I get up to do this show, and that's it. It's just me and me, myself. But just like many of you, you know, Tamika is lying there in her bed with her hubby, who's snuggling up close to her on Saturday mornings, and he has to let her go in order to come and do the show for me. And I appreciate that. I appreciate it when we have spouses, you know, that cooperate with us in our ministry, in our work, in our whatever the case may be. And I know, just like Minister Tabika and I say on some Saturday mornings, oh, I don't want to do it. I just want to stay here in the bed. And I'm sure some of you, you know, do the same. And we acknowledge all of you for, you know, for rolling over and dialing in. We acknowledge you all. And I just wanted to give a very special shout out to that man of God for letting his wife go, you know, for the time that we do spend on the air. And she can snuggle up with him afterwards, but he lets her go for that time. And I know how good it feels to be cuddled and loved on in the morning and then have to break that chain. So good morning to you, Elder Mark. God bless you, sweetheart, my son in the Lord. Good morning, and thank you so much for sharing your beautiful wife with us. Thank you so very much. And I'll turn it over to you. Yes, honey. Hi.
How are you this morning?
I'm blessed and blushing.
Always a pleasure to hear your voice, woman of God. God bless you. Thank you for the acknowledgement. I'm not on my show today, so normally we're both turning over to you, do some sort of ministry, but it's an honor to be next to a woman of God who just prays as much as she does, who strives as much as she does. So anything that I can do to back her up and to be of service in the way that she is, and that we can walk together in ministry, is a blessing for our household, for our family. So to God be all the glory and honor.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. That is so beautiful. That is so beautiful. Praise God. Yeah. I thank you, son. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Yes, ma'am. Baby girl, you want to say something?
Sure, sure. Do you want me to go into prayer afterward, or would you want to go after I say what I say? You will start.
You can go into prayer after you say what you want to say.
Okay. Amen. So it between you and Mark, you know, always making me smile or cry with the you know, all the wonderful things that you say about me. And I know that you guys mean it, and that it's not just fluff, or, you know, you just making up stuff so it can sound good on the radio. And so I truly appreciate the both of you all, and both, you know, play a very important role in my life. And, you know, I just couldn't be, you know, God does things in ways that we truly don't understand. And he blesses us in the way that he knows that we're going to receive it, or he knows exactly what we need or who we need. And he knew that I needed my husband and you. That does not discount anybody else that's in my life. It does not discount anybody else that is in my life, because I cherish all the relationships that I have with different people, and they're all meaningful to me. And so, you know, I'd go into friendships with people just to add people to the roster of how many friends that I have, or, you know, just to try to get something from somebody. And so, you know, I genuinely love people. And God has done a work in my heart, because not that I didn't love people before, but it was just, I was a hard shell to get through. So I just want to God be the glory, and I just thank him for thinking about me. I thank him for the people that he's placed in my life. I even thank him for the people that he removed to make room for the people I have in my life. Just wonderful. He's awesome. He's magnificent. He's loving. He's everything, you know. He's our everything. And I don't know what I would do without him. I don't know what I would do without him. So thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. You are so good. You are so good. You are so good. You are everything to us, Lord God. You are everything. You are everything that we need. You are the healer of our heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God, that you heal our hearts physically and emotionally, spiritually. God, you heal. You lay your hand upon our heart, Lord God, and you just allow your healing just to flow through our hearts, oh God, that our hearts that were once cold and hard and didn't want anything to do with people, Father God, I thank you, Lord, that those hearts are being made loving. Those hearts are being made flesh. They're no longer stone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. So, Lord, I thank you for your faithfulness unto us. I thank you for your grace and your mercy. I thank you for your genuine love, the love that we can't explain, the love that causes us to smile, the love that causes us to cry in a good way, the love that causes us to do things for others that we might not have done, the love that never fails, the love that carries us through some things, the love that wakes us up in the morning, the love that watches us overnight, the love that just keeps us going and strengthens us. Father, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you that your love, it's because of your love that we are even here. And so, Father God, we just give you praise and we honor you, Lord God, and we thank you for heart to heart. We thank you for our listeners. We thank you for our faithful ones. We thank you, Father God, that this show is doing a major thing, Lord God, a major thing. We might not know it yet, God, but it's doing a major thing in the earth, oh God. It's doing a major thing in the airways, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We need you. We want you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. So just have your way on today, Father God. Have your way in the hearts and minds of your people, oh God. Have your way, Father God, in the situations that they may be facing, oh God. Have your way, Father God, in the marriages. Have your way in the friendships. Have your way in the relationships between parents and children. Have your way, Father God, between coworkers and supervisors, God, and in the ministry, Father God, and between pastors and pastors and the sheep, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We just thank you, oh God, that you are all knowing. We thank you, Father God, that you can see things before we even encounter them, in the name of Jesus, God. So we trust in you. We place our faith in you, God, and we just say, Lord, you reign and have your way. We love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Amen. Listen, beloved. excuse me. Today, as Minister Tabika was, you know, praying and asking God to have his way today, that's exactly what it will be on today. We just wanted to open the lines today for prayer. There were two things I wanted to read to you today as well. I wanted to read, and, you know, we have different books dealing with daily devotions and so forth. And most of you have, used our daily bread, and they give you, you know, a scripture and a scenario that they're dealing with in prayer for that day. And then I have my 31 decrees of blessing for your life. And they also do it according to the date of the month. And I want to share those with you today. However, I also, as I read these things, as the Holy Spirit impresses it upon your heart, something to pray about, something to pray about. We're asking you to pray. We won't keep the show going for the whole hour today. If nobody wants to pray, you know, so be it. We will shorten our time today just because it's that type of day. It's just that type of day. And I know the show's supposed to run for the hour, but I'm going to read these two articles to us, and we can pray. If Elder Mark is there and available to pray, he can pray. Anyone else on this line can pray. Let's use this time without a scheduled topic. Let's just use this time to acknowledge God for our day and for whatever is going on in our life. So let's do that. The first thing I want to read is from the Daily Bread, from our Daily Bread. And they're coming from the scripture of 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 through 16. And the 15th verse in that is the key verse of this very brief, and that is, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of who I am the worst. And this was written by Paul, I believe. Yeah, this was written by Paul. And he was saying, you know, that what Christ did for him, as we read the article, he did it and he did not deserve it. He did not deserve it. And so let me read the article to you. An undeserved gift, an undeserved gift. When my friend gave me a gift recently, I was surprised. I didn't think I deserved such a nice present from her. She'd sent it, let me see, after hearing about some work stress I was experiencing. Yet she was going through just as much stress, if not more than I. She had an aging parent, challenging children, upheaval at work, and strain on her marriage. I couldn't believe that she thought of me before herself, and her simple gift brought me to tears. In truth, we are all recipients of a gift we could never deserve. Paul put it in this way: Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. Timothy 1 and 15. Although he was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, the grace of our Lord was poured out on him abundantly. That's in verse 13 and 14. The risen Jesus gave Paul a deep understanding of the free gift of grace. As a result, he learned what it meant to be an undeserving recipient of that gift, and he became a powerful instrument of God's love and told many people about what he had done for him. It is only through God's grace that we receive love instead of condemnation and mercy instead of judgment. Today, let's celebrate the undeserved grace that God has given and be on the lookout for ways to demonstrate that grace to others. And that was written by Karen Pimpo. And the question here is, have you lost sight of the miraculous gift of grace? And what would it look like to be motivated by grace once again? Once again. And let me go ahead and pray, listening to this undeserved gift, the grace that God has given us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I do thank you, I honor you, and I bless you. I magnify your holy name, O Lord, because you are the King of kings and Lord of lords. You are the great I am, the Alpha and the Omega. And Lord God, there is none like you. I thank you so much for the grace. I thank you so much for the grace and the love that you have given us. I thank you, Lord God, that you loved us so much that when we were in our worst state, when we were liars and fornicators and thieves and murderers and idolaters and when we coveted, when we just did everything, when we broke every law in the book, every commandment, we broke them all, Lord God. We broke them all. And while we were still in that place, still sinners, Lord God, you, through your love, gave your only begotten Son that we might have eternal life, that we might be saved from eternal hell, that we might be saved from ourselves, that we might be set free from the chains that bound us, that we might be healed and delivered and freed up in a way, Lord God, that nothing and nobody else could do for us. God, you did this. You did this because you loved us. You did this and you gave us grace, oh God. You did not, Lord God, give us the punishment that we so deserved. That's where your mercy stepped in. You had mercy on us, oh God, and you would not give us what we rightfully deserved. And instead, you gave us grace, giving us what we didn't deserve, oh God. You gave us what we did not deserve. And for that, I say thank you this morning, Lord God. I said thank you for your grace and your mercy that works hand in hand. I say thank you for your love, Lord God, that meets us and greets us every single morning, Lord God. I say thank you, Father. I say thank you, Lord God, because no one else can do for us what you did. Nobody else loves us in the way that you do, Father God. Nobody else cares the way that you care, Lord God. And for this, I do say thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you, that when we were in our worst state, you picked us up out of the clay. You picked us up out of the mud, out of the ditch, out of the rut that we were in. And, Lord, you wiped us off. You cleaned us off. And you put us on a rock, the rock of Jesus Christ. You set us on that rock to stay. And you meant for it to be, for us to be stable the rest of our lives. Father, for this, I do say thank you. There is no love greater than what you have for us. There is no love greater. And I thank you this morning. I honor you this morning. I bless you this morning, Lord God. Thank you so very, very much. I ask these blessings, or not so much of asking blessings this morning. No, Lord God, I'm grateful this morning. I'm thanking you this morning. I'm not coming to you with a prayer request right at this moment. At this moment, this is a prayer of gratitude, a prayer to say, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Thank you. Thank you for what you've done for every single person on this line, every family that's represented on this line. Thank you for what you've done for them, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, may your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. May your will be done in these earthly vessels. That's me and Tabika and Mark and Tamika and Joyce and Deacon Banks and Lester and Prophetess Kim and all of the wonderful people on this line. Lord, may your will be done. May your will be done in each and every one of us. May your will be done. And I give you the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks to God.
Amen.
Thank you, baby. As you said, amen, in agreement. As I was saying, let your will be done. And I called out the different names. I got goosebumps. And man, the goosebumps came from visualizing God's will being done in us, His will being done in us, and how powerful we would be because we have the power of Holy Spirit dwelling within us. And individually, in our secret places, in our own little corner of the world, we are powerhouses. We can be so much. However, when we come together also on this line on Saturday mornings, when we come together and gather together on Zoom on Sunday morning, when we come together and people gather together for church together on Saturdays and Sunday mornings, when we come together on Bible study nights, Wednesday night, Tuesday night, Friday night, when we come together, power has been increased. And imagine the will of God being done by that remnant, that crowd and cloud of people doing the will of God. Man, what a power-packed atmosphere that has got to be. I just had a vision of a volcano. You know, you can hear the lava inside the volcano rumbling and churning and bubbling and working its way up to the top to explode, and then it comes out with this blast. It comes out with a blast, and that's kind of the picture that I got when I looked at us coming together to worship and to praise God. When we came together for the will of God to be done, the power that was in us, the demons and all that had to flee, the sadness that had to leave, the pain and agony of defeat had to get out of the way, because there was a power-packed group of people giving God praise and letting the will of God being done in their lives. Man, I'm telling you, Lord, let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Let it be done through these earthly vessels, oh God. So God, whatever it is you're doing here on earth, whatever it is, if it's healing, God, don't do it without me. If it's deliverance, God, don't do it without me, Lord God. If it's loving, God, don't do it without me. Shedding your grace and sharing your grace and your mercy, Father, don't do it without me. Use me, Lord God, to represent you here on earth. Use me, Lord God, that others may see the love of God. Use me. Use Tabika. Use Tamika. Use us. Use Joyce. Use Daniel, Lord God. Use Kim. Use us, oh God. Use us for your glory, oh God. Use us. Let the people, when they see us, say, I know those are Christ followers. I know those are people that love God. I can tell by the way they love us or that they love me. I can tell. I can tell. Father, I thank you. I thank you so much for your grace. I thank you for that undeserved gift that you have given us today. I thank you. And I give you again all the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
yeah,
Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you, Jesus. Is there anyone else that would like to say a prayer this morning? Anyone else? Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, all righty. I told you that I also wanted to read the declaration for today. The declaration for today. And it's ironic that, I'm sorry. It's ironic that Elder Mark spoke today, and gave such loving accolades to his wife as well. The declaration for today is day 11, and it's dealing with blessed with marriage. Blessed with marriage. And let me say this. There are many people that are married, and they don't see the marriage as being a blessing. There are many that are not married, and they look forward to marriage because they are believing that it would be a blessing. And there are those of you that are married, and you realize you have been blessed. You have been blessed. In this declaration for today, I'm going to read about being blessed with marriage, and then I'm going to decree some decrees over the marriage. And it truly blessed my heart. Again, I want to say that. It truly blessed my heart as I heard Elder Mark speak highly of his wife. That in itself is such a blessing. And to those of you that are on this line that are married, I pray that today you will go and you will tell your spouse today that you were blessed by having them in your life. You were blessed by having them in your life. And I pray that they will realize that you also are a blessing to them with marriage. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is great, but I am speaking with reference to Christ and the church. Ephesians 5, 31 and 32. Marriage represents a profound love mystery, Christ and the church. In the very beginning of the Bible, we discover that God created man, male and female, in his image and likeness, and then blessed them together to be fruitful, to multiply, to fill the earth, and to rule over it. God is love. Mankind was created in the likeness of love. When a man and a woman commit to God's love in a marriage covenant, then we see blessing, multiplication, and dominion manifest. The marriage union between a man and his wife is intended to display a model of Christ's covenant love and union with his church. It is no wonder that marriage is often under attack. The potential of a love-filled marriage union is enormous, not only for the personal life blessings for the couple, but also for the manifest dominion of Christ and his heavenly kingdom in the earth. There are five main attacks we see in the war against marriage today. One is the hindering of those who desire to be married from finding their right mate and committing to the marriage covenant. Two, broken marriage covenants due to love failures and violations of the covenant. Three, keeping couples from understanding the fullness of their marriage potential as God designed it. Four, premature death of a spouse. Five, confusion as to the definition of marriage as outlined in the scripture, one man and one woman, covenant together as man and wife. Marriage is worth fighting for. Jesus taught us that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So we know that there is a very real enemy against marriage. However, God has given us victorious and powerful weapons to use in this battle. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of the fortress. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing that raises up against the knowledge of God. And we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 and 5. Rise up and fight for the battle. Rise up and fight the battle for godly marriages with your love and your faith. In Jesus' name, amen. And I'd like to decree, thank you, Jesus, I'd like to decree this over the marriages, those that are engaged to be married, those that God has given the desire to be married. May these decrees come to pass in your life. I declare and decree them in the name of Jesus. I decree that my spouse and I are one flesh, and we are walking in unity together by the power of God's Holy Spirit. We live under his blessing. I decree that my marriage is a picture of, let me change that from my marriage, and let me change that to our marriage. We're going to pray this over like all of us are married. Pray this over all of us, because I'm decreeing this over all of you, not just me. So I decree that our marriage is a picture of the mystery of Christ and the church, and it is rooted and grounded in the Lord's unfailing love. I decree that we walk in love towards our spouses, and as such, do not take into account a wrong suffered and keep no record of wrongs. We are patient with our spouse, hoping all things and believing all things. I decree that just as the Lord has forgiven us every sin, we also forgive continuously, bearing with our spouse, putting on a heart of compassion and kindness. I decree the blood of Jesus covers our spouses, covers us and our marriages. Our marriage is centered on God and is thriving. I decree that clear communication is flowing and the Holy Spirit is imparting God-given understanding for one another to both of us. I decree that what God has joined together, no one will break apart. I decree that the Lord's plan for marriage is to prosper it and to give our spouses and us a hope and a future. I decree that we love and serve our spouses in the strength of the Lord. I decree that we are destroying the lies of the enemy by taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. I believe the Lord's promises for our marriages. I believe and decree that no word or curse spoken against our marriage shall have effect. Only the blessing of the Lord will cover our marriage. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And as I pray that, decree that, there are two powerful weapons to empower our marriages. One is prayer. When you make intentional, focused requests of God in the pure faith according to his will for marriage quality, he hears you and he grants your desire. Let me say that again. When you make intentional, focused requests of God in pure faith according to his will for marriage quality, he hears you and he grants your desire. Then the second weapon is decrees. When you proclaim the promises of God in faith and determination into marriage, his word goes forth to accomplish it. It does not return void, but brings itself to pass. So write out marriages, write out prayers for your marriage, and bring them before the Lord in faith. Make daily decrees of his word for your marriage. Do this also, those of you that are engaged and in relationships that you desire to it bring you to that place of marriage, begin to pray the will of the Lord. Begin to pray the will of the Lord over your relationship. Beloved, I praise God for those of you that are married, those of you that realize that you're blessed no matter how hard times might get, those of you that have had a marriage that's been full of bliss and love and so forth, I praise God for you and with you in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Tabitha, you and your husband, do y'all have anything to say?
Well, Mark had to walk the phone. He's not in the room with me. But I do want to quickly read this devotion from the Intercessor's devotional by Jennifer LeClaire. And it says, praying mountaintop prayers. And the scripture is from Matthew 14:23, and it says, and when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there. And then a devotional starts. Although I choose to live, this is what she's saying. This is what the author is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Although I choose to live in a South Florida city near beaches where palm trees pepper the local roads and the sun shines most of the year, I love the mountains. More specifically, I love to pray in the mountains. Apparently, Jesus did too. Over and over in Scripture, we see Jesus praying on the mountain beyond Matthew's account. Mark records this habit, and when he had sent them away, he departed to the mountain to pray. That was Mark 6:46. Luke records this habit. Now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. At times, Jesus even took his disciples to the mountains to pray. Luke 9:28 tells us, now it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings that he took Peter, John, and James and went up on the mountain to pray. This was what we call the mountain of transfiguration. You know what happened next. Moses and Elijah appeared and spoke to Jesus about the crucifixion. What is it about praying in the mountains? Why did Jesus pray mountaintop prayers? I believe it was in part because the mountains are quiet. To Moravian Falls, for example, because it's so quiet you can hear the leaves on the trees blow in the slight wind, and that's about all you can hear. Well, I take that back. You can hear the voice of God. When you are in a spiritual valley, you need to find your proverbial mountain and pray mountaintop prayers. When you can't hear God's voice in the midst of the chaos all around you, you need to find your mountain and listen for his whisper.
Yes, Lord.
You may not be able to escape to a literal mountain, but you can find your mountaintop. Maybe your mountaintop is a local nature park early in the morning before children start running around praying. Maybe your mountaintop is a hotel room you rent for a day to be in solitude. Maybe your mountaintop is your car on a long drive down windy scenic roads. Find your mountain. Father, in the name of Jesus, would you help us find our victory mountain? When the mountains of life threaten to overwhelm us, would you lead us to a quiet place where we can gain your perspective and release our prayers of faith that moves those mountains? In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. 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 Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Amen. Amen. Is there anything that anyone on the line would like to share? You can do so by pressing 1. Is there anyone that has a one-line prayer, a thank you, Lord, for what he's done for you, for the undeserved gift that we have received as grace, for the blessed marriage that you have? Is there anyone? And again, you know, we're not going to belabor the time. We're not going to force anybody, you know, into saying anything. I just want to give you the opportunity. Amen. Amen. Excuse me. Good morning, beloved. How are you today, sweetheart?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you, Mo?
Blessed and highly favored.
Yeah. Amen. You know, I was as I was listening to Minister Tabika, I don't know if it was a video or post I saw, but it's a good reminder for all of us when we face situations that instead of focusing on the situation or focusing on mm-hmm. whatever it is we're going through or that thing that we believe in God for, is to just focus our attention on the Master. And as Tabika said, that mountain place, that place of worship, the place of entering the presence of God, where everything else it just like disappears, because the enemy is the master of magnifying things and drawing it out of proportion to make it seem like these things are really bigger than what they are. Mm-hmm. Not to dismiss our trials and tribulations, but I thought about even with the prodigal son, when he went away, and the Bible says that he was eating, you know, with the animals and things. So the situation, he left, and it took all of that to bring him back, but the situation seemed so much worse than it really was, because the truth of the matter is he could have just gone home before he even got to that point. But we know there was a lesson in that. And my point in that is because God takes us all through a process, and it doesn't feel good, but when we trust God and we keep our eyes on him and know that he is working it for our good, it'll help us in the midst of what we're dealing with, what we're going through, our trials, you know, our tribulations, because the enemy comes. And one of the scriptures I like is when the enemy comes in, and we always say when the enemy comes in like a flood, but the enemy is not coming in like a flood. When the enemy comes in, comma, like a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard. So we pray the standard of the Lord be lifted today. The standard of the Lord is his word. The standard of the Lord is the blood of Jesus Christ. So that is the standard that we lift today over everyone on this line in the name of Jesus. There is no situation that is higher than God. There is no situation that can overpower or overtake our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I just came to remind us as we go through the things we go through that it may take us by surprise, but nothing catches God by surprise. He has his eyes on us. He is always watching over us. He knew the plan he had for us. The Bible says in Jeremiah, plans for good and not evil for our future and an expected end. There is an expected end to whatever it is we're going through on today, and God already knows that end. So we have to, you know, just take courage and sometimes encourage ourselves, which goes back to what Minister Tabika was saying, and finding that mountain, that place where only you and God, that secret place, that place where you enter into his presence. And I just feel like, I don't know, somebody on the line just needs to get in the presence of God. Just seek his face, not asking about anything, not telling him your situation because he knows it anyway, but just get in the presence of God and remind him and yourself of who he is. He is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. He is Alpha and Omega. He was before there was anything, and after everything is gone, he will still be here. He is the Master El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Sikkenu, wherever you need him to be, he is the great I Am. And when we get in that posture and just remind him of who he is to us, it will quicken our spirits and bring us up out of some of the things that we feel and that the enemy tries to overwhelm us with. And we all have these moments where we go through things and we feel like running in a cave like Elijah. But thanks be unto God that we have a place. We have a master, a father, who knows us, whose hands are always outreach, whose ear is ever inclined to hear our petitions and all of these things in the name of Jesus. So I'm going to end and I'm going to turn it back over to you, because, you know, I get fired up in my spirit about getting into the presence of the Lord, because worship is key. David was a worshiper. With all the things David went through, he had the key. And that was worship. No matter the things that he did, they sought to kill David many, many times. But the Bible says David never lost a battle. And he was a man mm-hmm. after God's own heart because he understood the key of worship, and he was quick to repent. So I turn it back over to you, Apostle. Amen.
Praise God, beloved.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you so much.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God.
Amen.
Excuse me. Was there anyone else that would like to share? Anyone else that would like to share before we come to a close? I tell you, I just thank the Lord. I thank the Lord when Prophetess Kim just comes forth and shares, you know, as God has placed it on our heart. And like she said, she's a worshiper, and being in the presence of the Lord is so important. It is so important. I know when I started reading the parts of the decrees about the marriages, you know, like I got overwhelmed. I got overwhelmed and had to catch myself to keep from weeping. And because I honor, you know, the marriage, I honor that. And in knowing that marriages represent the relationship between Christ and the church, and that was what I was sharing, you know, of blessing the marriage. So blessing the marriage, we are the brides. We are the brides, every single one of us. We are the bride of Christ. We are the bride of Christ. Can you imagine that? For us ladies, we know how honored we feel when a man asks us to marry him, and to know that he chose us out of all the women he's dated. He's chosen us to say, you are the one I want to spend my life with. However, in him choosing us by asking us that, the final word comes from us. We choose whether or not we want to dedicate ourselves and commit ourselves to this particular person. And that's the way it is with Christ with us. He has chosen us to be his bride. He wants us to be married to him and be his bride. It is left up to us to say yea or nay. Yea or nay. On whether we will accept that, on whether we will accept it. And when Minister Tabika prayed, you heard the presence of God on her. And people said, how can you hear the presence? You heard it in her voice. You heard it as she wept. You heard the presence of God. You heard the presence of God. When Prophetess Kim spoke, you heard the presence of God. The woman of God got whelmed up, swollen up with the love of being in God's presence. So go forth, seek your mountain today, pray today, and remember that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You will say of the Lord that he is your refuge, your fortress. He's your God in whom you will trust, in whom you will trust. Beloved, I thank you so much. Minister Tabika, do you have anything else to say before I bring it to a close today?
Just thanking everyone for your support and just always being, you know, there for us, and however you're there for us, we truly, 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 truly appreciate each and every one of you. And, you know, may the blessing of God just show you, you know, that you matter, and that you have something that God wants to birth out of you. So, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, beloved, that's going to bring our show to an end today. We're ending a few minutes early, but that will bring the show to an end. I pray that you go forth this day and you will be a blessing unto somebody, and that you will be blessed. Well, you already are. You woke up this morning. Praise be unto God. So you are blessed already. You woke up this morning. Now go forth and be a blessing to someone. And when you do so on purpose. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.